there, all of our wonderful listeners out there in the world. I'm Emily.
And I'm Elk.
And news update for those of you who are interested. As you know, Elk is a little bit germophobic and has been in a hazmat suit, even though we're allowed to kind of go outside now with caution. But I did convince her to let her pinky toe on her right foot be uncovered. It's been 30 minutes. Elt, how do you feel?
I feel like you were just coughing, and so maybe I should bring my pinky toe back into the hazmat suit.
Oh, no, I just swallowed wrong.
You sure you weren't coughing from sickness, from fresh air?
No, I totally just, the water went down the wrong pipe, and, I definitely wasn't coughing from sickness or from covering up a word that I didn't want you to hear me say.
Okay. If you say so. I don't know. You know what? The only way to distract Emily at all times is to talk about musicals. So that's what we're going to do.
Sorry, what?
You're right. We have to distract her from the distraction of the musicals. I think that's what has to happen.
And nothing's as exciting as a musical.
So we're actually going to talk about a pretty good musical, because we don't only bash musicals. Sometimes we actually like them. So
a lot of times.
That's true. A lot of times we like them. And then sometimes we bash them because we expected more from them. And we have to let our disappointment show. Or because everyone else says they're good and they're not. And we have to set the record straight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phantom of the Opera, Les Miserables. Yeah. Good. So, So today we're going to talk about Come From Away, which Emily actually saw before it even got to Broadway. That's what kind of person she is.
And not to super brag, but not only did I see it before it came to Broadway, but I was helping with some of the auditions for that show before it came to Broadway. Mostly, you know, taking paperwork and signing people in for the auditions, but I was there.
You were there. You were there. Let it be known that you were there. True story. And it came to Broadway in 2017, and book, music, and lyrics are by Irene Sankoff and David Hein, who are apparently married to each other. So good job, guys. Also for coming up with such a great musical. Grading scale, we got violence is 0, language is 4, romance is 1. And overall, the story is, if everybody remembers 9/11, for those of us who remember 9/11, so because there were all these planes in the air when it occurred, and they weren't letting them land in New York, and they were shutting down all these airports, a lot of these flights got rerouted, and they got rerouted to a place called Gander, Newfoundland, which is up in a little nowhere place in Canada, which the amount of people that came in, I think it was like 7,000 people or somewhere in the upper 6,000s, was more than double the population. So you can imagine how tiny a town it was that all of a sudden all these people were coming into, and this town hosted all these passengers and airline peoples and all these people for a couple of days, and they looked after them and took care of them until everyone was able to return to their places. They did a really good job with this. Even though I do want to add, the music, there's not really any like singing along songs, and sometimes the lyrics get a little redundant. Like there's one where the guy is taking a picture and then he starts singing, "Take a picture." And you're like, you just said you were taking a picture. You don't have to sing it also. But overall, they did an excellent job with this. Pretty excellent job with the musical.
Yeah. I really love this musical. And it's sort of a new style of musical. And I'm not always a fan of those. And what I mean by a new style is it's a smaller cast where people are playing multiple characters. There aren't any really big dance numbers with a huge ensemble or incredible costumes. Even the band, actually, you don't have a pit orchestra. The band is right on stage. The set is very minimal. It's a lot of just chairs moving around, chairs becoming airplane seats or at a bar. But it's done. The choreography just of the movement of the set pieces and the characters becoming different people is so incredible. So it's, even though it's not spectacle of a musical, of something like From the Golden Era or Shrek musical, which we've talked about before, it still has, it's very theatrical because it uses, we are on a stage. This isn't a movie. We're on a stage. We have real people moving things in real time. How can we make the story work? So it's a very theatrical show, and I love it. It's also, it's so positive. This could very easily have been either a political show.
Yeah.
Or a serious downer, obviously. But it's not. 9/11 is almost incidental to the show. It's the backdrop. It's why all the people are there. But the show just explores the kindness and generosity of people, between people and to total strangers, how they show, you know, all the food that's collected for the plane people and clothes, and there are nursing mothers, so how do we get them some privacy, or people who need specific medicine, or people who need kosher food, or people who need specific places to pray, or even all of the pets that are on the planes. There's one character who's very interested in making sure that the pets are all fed and getting their medicine and taken care of. So it's just such a beautiful message of unity and kindness and hope and positivity. And for that reason, so violence is a zero, because even though, again, the backdrop is 9/11, there's no actual violence seen on stage. And even in terms of 9/11, they don't talk about, you know, the terrible stories of people jumping from the buildings or the devastation. It's just, that's just the day that it happened on. And if you remember back then, people didn't really know what was going on. So they don't talk about violence much. Romance is a one, because there are a few budding romances that happen between the plane people, which are based on real life and are super cute, but they kiss and that's it.
And they kiss a fish.
Someone, huh?
And they kiss a fish.
I was just going to say, oh my gosh. Okay, our mom literally vacuums like once a season. I thought we told her that we were doing... No one takes us seriously.
If that's why you're wondering why there's a dinosaur-sounding creature on the recording, that's why.
You know what? I bet Beyonce doesn't have to deal with this. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, there's a little bit of interspecies making out in this show. So that's the only romance thing, but really it's fine for kids. They'd actually probably find it funny. So romance-wise, totally appropriate. And the language is a four because, yes, they bring out all the words. Maybe not all the words, but, you know, a lot of the big ones. But I would actually overall say, despite the language and despite the fact that it's about 9/11, I actually think you could bring like a 10 to 11-year-old to this show because it's so positive. And even though it doesn't have all of the bright colors and big dance numbers that kids would normally like in a musical, I think that there's so much movement. And the music is fun. It's sort of like Irish music, because I guess that part of Canada was Irish people emigrated there, I think is why. Because the accents are sort of Irish influenced. So anyway, I think this can be a really good thing for kids, again, maybe like 10 or 11, then they explain to them, you know, there's language in here, but other than that, it, because the violence isn't there, the romance is really tame, and the message of people just helping their neighbors is so great. Oh, and two women do flash the audience, but they're wearing bras, so you might want to cover Junior's eyes when that scene happens. But other than that, it's a really positive musical, and I think it really stands out for its theatricality and for its... And I don't usually like to watch things for themes. I like to watch things that are entertaining and enjoyable, but I would say this one, because of its themes, sets it above other stuff.
Yeah, because there's no politics. There's no, like, agenda behind it. You just feel like they're celebrating this town that took everyone in, and they should be celebrated for what they did. It's... And there are some good... There are some pretty funny scenes in it also, like... there's a bus of, I think, people from a plane in Africa. So you have a lot of the African people And the people in Gander are so excited, so they're going to put on their Salvation Army uniforms. And also the African people are like, wait, why is the army here for us? What's going wrong? And the bus driver realizes what's going, that there's a big miscommunication here, but they don't speak the same language. So he's all of a sudden he pulls out the Bible and they're flipping through the Bible and just like pointing to the guy's Bible. He's like, no, 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 look. And he tries to show like, no, 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 we're peace. We're hearing peace. So they do have like some funny moments like that. Or like there's a black guy from Brooklyn or New York and like, go help us round up everyone's barbecues. And he's like, what is wrong with these people? Why are they yet telling me to go into people's yards to take things? And he's really hesitant to go because everyone's just like, no, go, of course. We're such a big community. We're such a loving community. Everybody's best friends. And he goes into someone's yard and he starts to take the barbecue. And then the guy comes out the back door and he has this moment of, oh, great, I'm about to get arrested. And the guy's like, hey, you want a drink? Like, thanks for coming. And the guy's like, what is going on here? Which universe did I just land in? There's so much kindness here. So that was great. Also, I don't know if we really explained it, but there's one cast that plays both sides. So either they go back and forth between being the characters on the plane, which you have a few main characters from the plane and then a few like sub characters that they go to. And then they also have the characters from Gander, which are also most of them, I think, are basically the same characters. And the actors switch back and forth between those characters. So once you get the hang of it and realize what's going on, you're like, oh yeah, you're totally in on it. But you need a moment to, oh, that's what they just did there. Yeah.
Yeah. And it is a little bit of a sung through musical. Sometimes there's talking over music. It's not quite as bad as something like Les Mis or Phantom. But it does, if you're expecting talk, talk, song, that's not what you're going to get. But I highly recommend Come From Away.
There is one gay couple in it, but it's not, like, they're as part of the passengers on the plane. It's not, that's also part of it. Like, they don't try to push anybody's agenda. They just show you the different people. Like, even at one point, there's a Muslim guy, and you see how everyone kind of develops this new mistrust toward him. And so before they let him back on the plane, he has to go through, they don't show it, but you understand it, that they basically strip search him. And it's also a very awkward moment for everyone, especially because the pilot's a woman. The pilot's a woman. And so that's very, you know, in their culture, that's just not okay. So they do show you that. And it's not a moment of judgment. They're not trying to, put anybody in place for either what they did to him or for him being who he was. They're just showing you that this is kind of how the world started to change. They really did a good job of just showing you and just letting you just see how things played out and just show you just the different kinds of people. Definitely.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. And now that we've talked about that, I can go talk to a mother about looking at the chart that I wrote and magneted onto the fridge, and someone should pay attention to. That's all I'm saying. So excuse me, folks, but I have something important to deal with. But thanks for listening.
Yeah, see you later.